The expanded 32-nation defense pact is vowing to pour more weapons into Ukraine for another year, yet the big prize, membership, is off the table for now. Instead, senior Biden administration officials say NATO will make other significant announcements, including, quote, new steps to bolster Ukraine's air defenses. The US president is hosting an event on Thursday with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky before holding a press conference to cap the three-day summit. Joe Biden, though, is fending off calls to quit the presidential race against his predecessor Donald Trump, who's in the past threatened to withdraw from NATO unless European countries pay their fair share. The leaders of France, Germany and Canada remain unpopular, their authority fragile. Meanwhile, one strongman in Europe, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, visited Russian President Vladimir Putin last week, a trip that concerned the White House. Benji Hayer, Washington.